Well, Jim, a 3-0 defeat away to Cheltenham. Your worst defeat for some time, only your second defeat in 10, but they duffed you up in many ways, didn't they?
They did. I've got no complaints. You know, credit to the lads, they've started well, they've worked hard, they've competed. You know, difficult pitch at times. I thought we were brilliant to start with. Kev Ellis had two great chances at the bar. We wanted to keep it, pulled off an unbelievable save from us. You just need one like that to go in for us. I don't think there was much between us. We've asked a few questions of them first half. They've asked a few of us. Majority of theirs come from set plays, corners. I have to be honest, going on and shaking the opposition's hand there. I haven't not seen a team that big for a long time. And they were good. They're good at what they do. They get good areas. They put the ball in the box. And that's how the goals come about. You know, we've come out second half. There's a slight slope. We're going down the slope. Disappointed, obviously, from one of our corners that they've countered on. We've tidied it up. We've given it back, tidied up, given it back. And it looked like we missed a couple of chances to get a foot in the middle of the park. But when the lads shooting from the edge of the box, you're thinking, yeah, okay, that's just the routine shot. But the deflection, it just loops up, go anywhere in the ground and loops up, goes over the keeper, and then you're 1-0 down. And I've bemoaned, when's that going to happen to us? It proper burns my head up. But it's critical, the first goal, because obviously they get it, gives them a leg up, a little bit of momentum, the crowd are up. You know, I thought they were a little bit quiet, the crowd first half. But obviously they get the goal, it swings in their favour. And then, you know, they've got something that gives them the shot in the arm, and goals do change games after that. You look at the next goals, it's I think it was a free kick cleared back in. You know, big Harry Pell's got on the end of it, 6'4", 6'5". He's headed it, and big Will Boyle, centre-half, got on the second one and headed it in. And then, obviously, the cross to the back post. We've been done with it in the past. Harry Pell's come round the back post and headed it in, so it's hard for me to be critical, because to the lads I've just said to them, listen, you've been on a good run, you know, we're hard to beat. Today, we've just got to take it on the chin. We could have got our noses in front, we never. We battled, we competed, we kept going to the end. We nearly scored with Callum at the end, Somon at the end, Kevin Ellison at the end. It's just one of them things, you know, it's frustrating that we've drawn a blank, but as I say, I've gone in there, I've just said, about now, the stage of the season, when you get defeated, it looks like a heavy defeat on paper. It's not a 3-0 defeat, really. But sometimes you've just got to hold your hands up and say, listen, I've played in games like that where the opposition are that big and strong in the air that they have a physical advantage over you. And that was proven. They had a little bit of luck with the first goal. And two second goals are headers, which are hard to defend against a team like that. So take it on the chin. We're disappointed, obviously, but we've got to regroup quickly and go again on Tuesday.
We talk about so often the first goal is so vital, and as you say, that wicked deflection, when are you going to get one of those?
I don't know what we've done this year. People say luck evens itself out. Well, I think we'll win on Tuesday if luck evens itself out. They'll have 3 cents off and we'll get 5 penalties, because, you know, for us, I've gone on about penalties this year, we could have easily a penalty, even the penalty at Swindon, it's never ever a penalty. You know, that's going exactly as we wanted it, under the cost second half, covered up when the crowd are on you, and yeah, hit them on the counter attack, and I could see he's going on and winning that, and then you get a bizarre penalty and you go, what's that all about? It's not a penalty, you know. And a lot of people in the game said it's not a penalty, even their manager come out and said it wasn't a penalty. So that goes against you, and then it's all hands to the pump to keep it 1-1, because goals do change games. We've had a shot there today, it's such a wicked deflection, and it's gone right into the keeper's hands. You know, the lad Sellers has gone and hit it, and it couldn't have looped any better for him. Even the pace of it was perfect, that Dan couldn't sort his feet out. So we're disappointed, but as I say, that's part and parcel of the game. You just hope it evens itself out. I don't want people to say, oh, you're moaning about luck. We're not moaning about luck, but it is critical in games, certainly tight games like it was today, the first goal, and they get the first goal through a large slice of luck. But after that, and even before that in the first half, their best chances come from balls in the box, and because of the height of them. And it's exactly the same for the second goals. You know, we spoke about it, but sometimes you've just got to hold your hands up and say they're a bigger, stronger, more physical, better than the air team that is. And yeah, the lads competed and they had a go, but on this occasion, which we haven't said much this season, that in those certain key areas we were out muscled, out battled. And sometimes you've got to hold your hands up and say, well done Cheltenham, you're good at what you do, and you've got the goals today, and you've seen it. You know, they've scored 5 away at Crawley. I think they beat Swindon 3-0. They played somebody in, beat them 5, and you could see it was a difficult game for us, but you need that little bit of luck. The goalie in the first couple of minutes off Kevin Ellison hasn't got a clue. You're just expecting the net to go through. Falls to Kev on his left foot, goal all day long. And he smashes, couldn't have hit it any better. It hit him on the shoulder and ricocheted out the ground. It could have just gone anywhere, but as I say, that's part and parcel of it. It's unlucky, but we've got to go again, as I say. We can't be negative. I've just said to the lads, stick together. I don't want any inquests and, you know, doom and gloom. But we've got another big game Tuesday. We've got to regroup and go again.